to the Kids Before 6 Advent Podcast.
Welcome back to the Village Kids and 5-6 Advent Podcast. It is December 12th, and we are so excited to be assessing that it is worth the cost. I have two special guests with me today, and we're going to be talking a little bit about their lives, what they're excited about for Christmas, and then digging into the content for the day. So, special guests, why don't you go ahead and give me your first name and your grade?
I'm Avery, and my grade is 5th.
I'm Luke, and I'm in 1st grade.
All right, and what's your favorite thing about 5th grade and 1st grade?
That I get to do long division. It's probably my favorite thing in math.
Well, your sister said the same thing. You guys are crazy. That's your favorite thing. I love it, though. I'm so impressed.
And money, and learning about money and math.
Learning about money math is fun, right? It's like so practical. It makes so much sense. All right, so as we look at this year, what are you looking forward to most about Christmas this year? What do you think, Luke? What are you looking forward to most about Christmas?
Stockings.
Oh, like you like opening your stockings?
And presents.
Do you open the stockings first and then the presents, or when do you do the stockings?
I think I eat first and then I open up stuff, or I think we just open up the stockings.
Yeah, I mean, it's never good to open presents hangry, so that's a good plan. All right, and Avery, how about you? What are you looking forward to most about Christmas?
Making gingerbread men, or like baking, or... Ooh. Opening presents, of course.
All good things, all good things. I mean, does anyone not look forward to opening presents? I don't know. That's just kind of a fun thing, right?
Right.
All right, so what is a gift that you have gotten in the past that when you received it, you were like, oh, I love this gift. It could be big or small, but it just like had an impact on your heart. What do you think, Luke?
An animal rescue Lego.
An animal rescue Lego. That sounds like a fun one. Avery, how about you?
Ooh, it's probably going to be...
Barbies.
Yeah, a big Barbie dream house.
Oh, well,
like, it's huge.
And that's why it's called a dream house, right? Because you're like, true. That is what my dreams are made out of, right? Yeah, it's very fun. What is a gift that you've given to someone else that you were just so excited to give to them?
I think a Paw Patrol house for Owen.
And knowing Owen, that was probably one of his favorite things, right?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. How about you?
For me, I gave my sister these lip balms that... Mm-hmm. That flavored candy.
Ooh, so pretty much it's like eating candy every time you are like hydrating your lips.
True.
Yep, that's a good plan. That's very fun. All right, so if you guys could give one gift to everyone in the whole world, what would you choose to give the world? What do you think, Luke?
A toy.
But do you have like a specific toy in mind though?
A Lego.
A Lego, right? Get some industrious person. Okay, Avery, how about you?
It would probably be...
Barbies.
Infinite money for everybody.
Oh, I mean, I would take that. That sounds like a great plan. You're right. Money would never have to be a concern or a worry for anyone anymore.
I want $100.
And you would just give them $100. All right. I mean, it'd still make an impact, right?
Right.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and dig into the material. Before we do that, I'm going to open us in prayer. If our listeners, if you guys bow your heads with me. Definitely Father and God of amazing gifts, we see different reactions to your Christmas gift to us. We pray that you would give us hearts that recognize the incredible value of what is happening in this Christmas story. And as we look at the story of Herod, Lord, that our hearts would look nothing like his. God, give us tender hearts that are gentle. Pray this in your precious name. Amen. All right, I have a question for you guys. What toy, activity, or food would you find hardest to give up?
It would probably be video games.
Video games? That would be like, oh, what about you, Luke?
Video games.
Okay, we're on the same page here. And what would someone have to offer you to make giving up video games worthwhile?
Well, I had two options. It would probably nothing.
Okay.
Or it would be like...
Got me.
No. It would be like a whole bunch of cash.
Yep. I mean, yep. Cash speaks. That's for sure. Luke, how about you? What would you need to be offered in order to give up video games?
In Minecraft, I have an emerald. I want to make an emerald today and I have houses. And I can't because it's too hard. And I give up.
Because it was too hard, then you just gave up. So no one had even offered you that. You're like, I'll just stop. Okay. Yeah. So we're usually willing to give something up if we're going to gain something more valuable. So like in your story, you're like, I gained my sanity and my time back by giving up. And so today's passage shows us how valuable various people thought God's Christmas gift was. Let's start in Matthew chapter 2, where we meet King Herod. He was the ruler of Judea, the region where Jesus was born. I want you to scratch your head whenever you hear about someone asking a question. Frown when you hear about Herod feeling upset about something. Avery's going to go ahead and read the passage for us.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? If we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disrupted, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people, the chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written."
All right, so just so we're all on the same page, the word Messiah means that he was the promised king, and prophet is a messenger from God. And so how did Herod feel about the idea of there being another king?
Upset.
Right. Which, you know, you're like, hello, this is my kingdom. Please don't come here, right?
Yeah.
So why do you think he felt like that?
Because he wanted to be the only king in Jerusalem.
And so let's see how Herod responds to God's promised gift. We're going to go ahead and read verses 8, 12 through 13, and 16 of Matthew 2.
He sent the Magi to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you get him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After the Magi saw Jesus, having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," he said. "Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious. And he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi.
Okay, so Herod doesn't respond to the best is what I'm seeing here.
No, definitely not.
Think about what Herod said and did. What was he ready to sacrifice in order to protect himself being king?
To kill all the little boys in Jerusalem.
Which is disgusting.
Yeah, definitely.
Right?
Yeah.
Luke, what do you think about that? He, in order to protect himself, he's like, "Fine, I'm just going to kill all of the boys that are 2 and under so that I can still be king." That's his response. What do you think? Do you think that was a good idea? No.
No.
Yeah, it's like violent, right? What is Herod showing is going on in his heart, right? If he's willing to kill other people to still be on the throne. Is he selfish or is he thinking about other people?
Selfish.
Mm-hmm. Right? And is he prideful? Is he scared and prideful? Or is he trusting God and excited about what God is doing?
What God is doing.
He's scared about it, right? He's scared about what God is doing because he's like, I'm going to have to protect myself. I don't like this plan. I'm going to go undo it all. So think about everything you know about the Magi. And those are the wise men. And so they're these people that travel from afar. They're looking for baby Jesus. And let's think about Herod. What were the Magi ready to sacrifice in order to investigate and recognize Jesus as King Avery? What do you think? What were they willing to sacrifice?
Probably a lot of like gold, myrrh, and frankincense, like.
Yeah, so like those are the gifts, right? And those are expensive, really nice gifts that you give to a king. But they're also willing to sacrifice like their time and their like whole lives back at home and the comfort that they had. And to like go and travel by probably camel across like all these strange lands because they're like, what is happening there is worth what I'm doing. And so their response is to like give up everything, to trust the plan, to follow this star, right? And to do exactly what the Lord tells them to do. In their dream.
Right.
Who missed out on God's Christmas gift? Between Herod and the Magi, we see these two different responses. Who missed out on knowing Jesus in this moment?
Like everybody, probably.
Well, because did the wise men get to know Jesus eventually?
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. So they got to know him. So Herod is the one who's like, he misses out, right?
Right.
Still so concerned about himself and what the Lord is doing that he's trying to correct it and make his own way happen. He's trying to force what he wants to see happen. And so Luke, when you see that Herod missed out on the Christmas gift of knowing Jesus, Does it make you happy for him or sad for him?
Sad.
It is a sad thing. It's a sad thing when we miss out what the Lord is doing because we want what we're doing more. And so the Magi treated Jesus as God's king. They thought he was worth giving up their time and their treasures for. Herod treated Jesus as a threat. He didn't think Jesus was worth giving up his own rule and importance for. Living with Jesus as our king might feel costly, but the Christmas story tells us that God's Christmas gift is worth the cost of anything we might give up in gaining him. One last question for you guys. Can you think of something you've given up or you might need to give up in the future in order to know and serve Jesus?
So you can say your life. You gave your life to Jesus, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you choosing to give your life to Jesus, that's what Avery's telling us, right? Right, Luke? And so when you are making choices about your life, do you get to decide what you want to do or are you going to be doing what God wants you to do?
God wants me to do.
Is that always easy?
No.
No, because sometimes we want to do what we want to do, when we want to do it, how we want to do it. In what ways is Jesus' plan for your life better than what Luke wants to do?
I don't know.
Yeah. So across the course of time, right? Like as you grow up, you're going to be looking for that. You're going to be seeing, okay, Lord, will you continue to show me what ways you're better? It's better to build your kingdom than to build my kingdom. Avery, how about you? Can you think of something you've had to give up or you'll need to give up in order to know and serve Jesus?
It's going to be my heart.
Mm-hmm. Right? And so you're like, yeah, I got to give you my heart. I have to have you fill it with the things of you instead of the things of me. And in what way is Jesus better than you being in control of your own heart?
That he is like my heart, like he's in my heart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And is it better to have him in there controlling your heart or is it better for you to be controlling your heart?
Him.
And why? What does he do different than you would maybe do?
Because he wants us to not follow sin by going our own way, but mm-hmm. by following his way.
Yep, yep. And then when he's in your heart, right, he's like empowering you to do that, and you do it like through his power and with his grace.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's exactly right. And so we see that like we all have a choice to be able to decide if Jesus is worth the cost of going our own way and protecting ourselves and building our own kingdom or going to his kingdom and doing what he wants to do.
Yeah.
And so can you guys close us in prayer today by just praying for our listeners and for our own hearts that this would just be something that's true. We begin to see that God's gift is worth the cost.
Dear Jesus, I hope we have a good day tomorrow and a good day every day. And I hope we'll be kind and nice. And that way we forgive each other and we have a good day on Christmas. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that we celebrate you on your birthday and that whoever doesn't believe you, please forgive. I hope people will know you better by believing in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right. Can you guys close today's podcast out by wishing our listeners a Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right. We'll be back again with you guys tomorrow. Have a lovely day.